Item 1, Open Buffalo requests to speak.
Activists say they chose the Buffalo Common Council's Community Development Committee meeting to come forward because the agenda included discussion of health equity and a report that highlights disparity. They are concerned the same will happen with housing as the city continues to redevelop, unless Buffalo enforces inclusionary zoning. That would assure a percentage of housing units are made available to people of lower incomes.
I'm speaking for a lot of people who can't speak English, who don't have a voice in this community, and they're saying, hey, listen, we can't afford our rents. We cannot afford it.
Maybe Luz Velez was one of several speakers standing in front of City Hall before the meeting. She says many people who left the city during its harder times are now coming back, but gentrification is pushing out many longtime residents. Denise Barr with the Fruit Belt Advisory Council says one can already see the infringement on her neighborhood with the growth of the nearby Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. Among the problems, increasing wear and tear of their roads.
Because our streets were not made for the traffic flow that we have. We have people that have residue that's coming up from the pipelines underneath, from the water pressure. These people are suffering under conditions that they shouldn't have to be suffering under. The city comes in like everywhere else. They drop some tar, they do some patchwork, and it's not acceptable.
Activists say while Mayor Byron Brown's administration has not raised property taxes in several years, assessments have gone up. It's a step they fear is one closer to eventually pricing many residents out of their neighborhoods. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.